Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, one of the things I enjoy this time of year is seeing the various nativity scenes on Christmas cards, in homes, in church, wherever they might be. When you look at paintings of the nativity, one thing you often see is that even if the sky outside is mostly dark, except maybe some stars, the room or stable where Jesus lay is often filled with a warm light. Now, that almost certainly is not what it actually looked like on that holy night. There might have been a small oil lamp to give Mary and Joseph a little bit of light, about as much light as just one of these candles would give. But that probably would have been about it. The stable or a cave almost certainly would have been mostly dark. But I still like seeing those pictures where the place of Jesus' birth is filled with light. And why is that? Because whether or not that part of the picture is historically accurate, you could say it is spiritually accurate. Essentially, it's an artistic way of expressing what we heard in this evening's gospel reading from John. That in the coming of Christ into this world, true light was shining into our darkness. Last Wednesday, we focused on John's description of Jesus as the Word made flesh, that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And tonight we turn our attention to the next part of John's message, where he says that in that happening, in the Word becoming flesh, as John says, the true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. In other words, the incarnation of Christ was the shining of God's light into this world's darkness. And this was a light that was very desperately needed. Through the fall of mankind into sin, a deep darkness had fallen over this world. The darkness of sin, the darkness of lies, the darkness of hopelessness, the darkness of death. And this darkness wasn't just around mankind, it was within. And that meant that we had no light of our own to dispel this darkness. We needed someone to come to us and bring us light. And God had promised that he would indeed send that someone that we needed. Through the prophets, God announced the good news of a Savior whom he would send us, and he spoke about the light that that Savior would bring. The prophet Malachi spoke of the Savior's coming by saying, "The Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings." In the 9th chapter of Isaiah, the prophet looked ahead to the coming of the Savior and described what his coming would mean for us, saying, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone." And in tonight's reading from Isaiah, we heard more about what the Savior would do, that he would be a light for all nations, that he would open blind eyes so they could see the light, and that he would liberate those sitting in dungeons of darkness so they could live in the light. Already in his word, God was giving people a measure of his light so they could say that his word was a lamp to their feet and a light to their path. But the fullness of God's light would come in the person of the Savior, who would not only give light, but would in fact be our light. As we heard from John tonight, that living light is the living Word, our great Savior, Jesus Christ. As John said, "In him was life, and that life was the light of men. So the light that mankind needed would be found in the life of Jesus Christ. And so into a world filled with the darkness of sin came Christ, shining the light of true righteousness. Into a world filled with the darkness of lies came Christ, shining the light of truth. Into a world sunk down in the darkness of despair came Christ, shining the light of hope. And into a world under the veil of the darkness of death came Christ, shining the light of life everlasting. In the words of 1 John, he is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. He is the light of the world. As the light of the world, Jesus came to bring this light for all people of the world. As Jesus said in the 12th chapter of John, I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. He came to bring light to all, yet not all would welcome the light. John said of this light that came into the world, he was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. And so the true light came into the world that he had made, but the world would not receive him. Jesus himself put it this way in the 3rd chapter of John. Jesus said, this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and the people love the darkness rather than the light. Those who love sin, whether it's the sin of worldly living, the sin of pride and self-righteousness, whatever the sin, those who love sin do not like having its darkness exposed by the light. And so those who love the darkness try to extinguish Jesus' light. They arrested him under the cover of darkness. In fact, when they came to arrest him, Jesus said to them, "This is your hour when darkness reigns." The next day, darkness mysteriously covered the land for 3 hours at midday. And as Jesus' body hung from the cross in darkness, it surely appeared that darkness had in the end won, that the light of Christ had in fact been extinguished. But appearances can be deceiving. And about 2,000 years later, people continue to gather in Jesus' name and walk in the light of Christ, because we know that in the darkness of that Good Friday, Christ, in fact, won the victory over the powers of darkness, and that he won that victory for us. As there on the cross, Jesus covered himself in the darkness of our sin so that we could be covered in the brilliant white robe of his righteousness. But there he went into the darkness of death so that he could make a way for us through death into life everlasting and light perpetual. And then he rose on the third day to begin shining the light of that good news throughout creation, calling people everywhere out of the darkness and into his marvelous light. As John said in our reading tonight, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. That light now shines everywhere that the gospel of Jesus Christ is proclaimed, as the light of salvation shines out from the cross where Jesus saved us and from his empty tomb. The light that had earlier shone in the womb of the Virgin Mary and in the babe of Bethlehem. And that's why I like to see those paintings of the Nativity, where the stable or cave is filled with light. Because regardless of how things appeared to the eye that night, in another and greater sense, that place really was filled with light. Because present there in the manger, and the baby who was wrapped in swaddling cloths lying in the manger, the day spring from on high, or sunrise from on high, had dawned upon us in the coming of Jesus Christ, the light of the world, the light that no darkness can ever overcome. In the light of his holy name, amen.